St. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Jesus' sermon here called the Beatitudes, the Blesseds, he describes his believers who are being persecuted. That doesn't seem like a very joyful thing, and yet he tells us that we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad when this happens. When we are persecuted or hated or ridiculed because we are believers in Christ, it is a sign that we are his followers. But this should not discourage us, but encourage us to be even more firm and steadfast in our Christian faith, trusting that Christ will be with us, strengthen us. He suffered much more than we can even imagine. The prophets and apostles also suffered before us. Why were they willing to suffer? Because clinging to Christ brings us the blessings of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from eternal death, and entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that worth it? And that's why Jesus here calls us blessed, happy, blissful. This is the ideal picture we have of the saints, that they live in eternal life in heaven, eternal bliss in heaven. And that's what being a follower of Jesus gives to us. As Christians, our happiness is not in outward things, but in God himself and his word of promise. We learn this from the very first psalm, the Bible's own prayer book, for it says, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. We are blessed and blessed. We are happy when we delight in God's teachings, his instruction. We enjoy meditating on God's word day and night. That's why we gather here each day to hear God's word for our comfort and our instruction, and to show our thankfulness in prayers and praise, because God's word gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. We are blessed, blessed in God, even when we are persecuted, reviled, or ridiculed and hated by the world, for we have heaven. Jesus says, "Great is your reward in heaven." That's Jesus' promise to us, and it is a sure and certain thing, because he paid for our sins with his holy life and innocent death. Scripture says, God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have that everlasting life because of Jesus, who kept God's commandments when we do not, who loved his neighbor when we do not, who suffered the torments of hell so that we do not have to, and who rose to life again so that we do not need to fear the day of judgment. But Jesus says, "Great is your reward in heaven." Is that what he really means? Do we earn heaven? A reward can be something we earn, something we get by doing the right thing. But a reward can also be a gift. And that is how he uses it here. The law of God is clear that we have failed, that we are sinners, that we fall short. We have not deserved or earned anything from God. Here Jesus means a reward of grace, a reward as a gift to us as redeemed and forgiven children of God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. not by sacrifices, not by rituals, not by laws and works and human efforts, but simply relying on God, believing in God, trusting in God, Abraham is considered righteous and holy. He has no righteousness of his own. His righteousness is the righteousness of God in Christ, the promised Savior. Abraham saw that promise in his own family. In his old age, he had a son, Isaac, by the promise of God, when it seemed impossible. God spoke this promise to Abraham: in you and in your seed, in your descendant, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Jesus was that descendant who was born, lived, and died to fulfill that promise to Abraham and to all of us. Jesus' words bring us comfort in that promise and confirm that promise as certain and sure. And so we are blessed. We are blessed in Christ, and heaven is ours. So we rejoice and we are glad, for the kingdom ours remaineth. Great is our reward in heaven, a reward of mercy, a gift of God, through the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen.